Poiseuille's law relates flow through a tube to the pressure drop across the tube. Pressure drop is the motive force that provides for the flow Q through the tube. And the pressure drop is denoted as a delta P. Poiseuille found that the flow is related to little n, which is the number of tubes, delta P, so the greater the delta P, the greater the flow, and the greater the radius to the fourth power, the greater the flow. He also found that as you increase the length of the tube, the flow decreases, and as he increased viscosity, the flow also decreased. Although this equation was derived for laminar flow, for very long tubes of small diameter, and very rigid tubes under steady flow condition, it does help to provide insight into the way that blood moves through a blood vessel. One can rearrange Poiseuille's law to get delta P as a function of Q, with the term in front of Q being the resistance. When one does this manipulation, you'll see that the resistance of a long tube under laminar flow that's rigid and having steady flow is given by 8 times the viscosity times the length of the tube divided by pi, the number of tubes in parallel, times r to the fourth power. It's apparent that the radius has the largest degree of control over what the resistance will be, and this will have implications for us later on.